Om Shanti. 22nd June 2018, Friday. Today's blessing is, may you be truly merciful and save yourself and everyone else from the many types of fires. Today's people are burning in many types of fires. There are many types of sorrows and worries, problems. Souls are suffering all the different types of pain. All of these types of fire give the experience of burning alive. However, you have moved away from such a life and are now living elevated lives. You are sitting on the shore of the cool ocean. You are merged in the attainment of supersensuous joy and peace. So, become merciful and save all other souls from the many types of fires. Set up places of knowledge in every street and show everyone their destination. Baba is telling us the current scenario, the present situation of the world. Everywhere there is fire. The world is set ablaze and everybody is having the experience of burning alive. And Baba is telling us, but we have moved away from such fire and we have entered, or we have come near the cool ocean, the cool breeze. So it is our duty to save those who are burning in fire. If you see the current situation of the world, everywhere, everyone is burning. In fact, there is a fire of vices, there is fire of worries and tension, there is fire of addictions. There is a digital fire somewhere. There is fire of competition. There is fire of illnesses, physical illnesses, and even more than that, mental illnesses. See, the world is enveloped in these fires, and every human being is burning. This is an invisible fire which is burning the person from within. So, when there is such a situation, everywhere fire, fire and fire. And each one of these fire, they burn very deeply. If we just take into consideration vices, the fire of vices, it's so subtle, right from the lust to ego or jealousy. If it just takes the form of fire and it causes inner restlessness, it causes inner anxiety, it causes indecision, it causes repentance, it causes frustration. So the whole world is burning in this fire of vices. There is a fire of stress and tension. Everybody is stressed about the future, and there is fear and there is insecurity about everything. Fear of losing the one whom we love, fear of losing the place, fear of losing the beloved ones, fear of losing the present status, fear of losing the position one holds in society. So, any one of these things cause him intense fire. Fire of financial insecurity. So, fire of stresses. Then, fire of competition. There is a cutthroat competition in the world everywhere. Everyone is trying to go ahead of the next. Everybody wants to excel, surpass his opponent, his competitor. And the joy is lost in the competition. If you see, the seed of competition is sown in childhood. The chapter of ego is taught in childhood. Every child is taught that he has to score more. Every child is taught that he has to excel. And this seed of competition is sown within. And that seed gradually grows up. And he turns into a bunch of ego in future, where there is a continuous restlessness, and whatever he does is to satisfy that ego and to defeat the other person, the opponent. Nobody is taught that you are unique. Nobody is taught that you are masterpiece, that there is none like you and you need not to compete with anybody. You are you yourself. There is none in this world like you. We are trying to control the child by trying to make him what we want him to be. Just as there was a person, and once a new bird came in his house, and he had never seen such a bird. It was such a strange bird. It was a very beautiful bird, but this person had never seen such a bird, and he caught hold of that bird and he said, "This bird is not the real bird. I would make it look like a bird." And he cut its beak. He cuts little feathers. And he tried to make it beautiful in the manner he wants it to be, that bird. Because this bird was a different bird, with different feathers, with different color, with different shape. And he felt, "This bird is not the bird to my liking." And he tried to trim it, he tried to beautify it, he tried to modify that bird, and at the end, now he felt, now the bird looks like it's a very good bird. It's looking beautiful, but then the bird cannot fly now. Because its wings are clipped, its wings are gone, it's no more the original. And this is what all the human beings are doing with their children. The seed of competition is sown in childhood, and the child is suffering whole life with this deadly disease. So this is the fire of competition. Then there is a fire of addictions. There are gross addictions and there are subtle addictions. Human beings are addicted to so many things, so many, and they are not aware that they are addicted. That addiction could be gross, as I said, to drugs, to smoking, to alcohol, and those things. Those addictions could be very subtle. Addiction to sense pleasure, addiction to sense gratification. Addiction of ego satisfaction, addiction of going ahead of others, addiction to defeat others, addiction to be called the best, addiction of perfection. This addiction can take any form. Addiction to achieve something in life which nobody has achieved. This is good thing in one sense, but such ambitions will make the person come down to become more and more ambitious, worldly ambitions. This is absolutely against spirituality. So all this addiction, they generate fire within. addiction for wealth, to earn, addiction for status, addiction for power, satta. This is the biggest of the addiction in today's world. So this addiction is a fire. Then there are illnesses. Fire of illnesses. There are physical illnesses, there are mental illnesses. Physical illnesses, they also are like fire. When the person is not healthy, that person cannot think of many things in life. That person is not in sync with what should be in life. Everything, there is disturbance about his planning, about his purusharth, about his spirituality. If just imagine when we are healthy and when we are sick. It's very difficult to do purusharth, it's very difficult to plan, it's very difficult to do anything when we are sick, when we are ill. And when we are healthy, everything is possible. Health is such a good thing. But illness is exactly the opposite. The moment we are ill, it is a sort of fire. One is physical, but even greater fire is mental illness. Where the person looks apparently healthy on the surface. He eats well, he drinks well. There is no physical symptoms or signs. But inside, there is cognitive dysfunction. There is a disturbance. So this is a very disturbing fire. So, fire of illnesses. See, if you see the whole world, digital fire. The paraphernalia of the jet age. All the paraphernalia of the digital world that causes restlessness. In the sense, when those things are not available, people are restless. So, this digital world has taken the form of a fire by causing inner anxiety in their absence. So, Baba is telling this whole world, this is just a list of few things where the world is burning. What is our responsibility? This is the fire in the world and where we have come. We have come near the shore of cool ocean. And that's why it is our duty to save those who are burning here. How do we save? We have to become fire brigade. We have to become fire extinguishers. And extinguish this fire which is there in the world. Most importantly, this fire of vices. Every person is filled with vices. There is not a single home or house where there is shanti. Day before yesterday's Murli. Everywhere there is peacelessness. How do we save? We have to become fire extinguisher. It's not that we go to each and every person and try to extinguish the fire. The way to extinguish the fire is to become the embodiment of peace oneself. To become so peaceful that automatically that peace spreads and the fire is extinguished. You don't have to go to each and every and catch hold of person and teach him things. Not like that. We have to give them what is known in Hindi as Maun Pukar. A silent invocation. Maun Avhan. A silent invocation. A silent call. That we have not said anything to them. We are sitting in just one small place, small room, but the vibration spreads around. But that pukar, that call goes out, reaches the soul, and they start feeling solace, and they start feeling freedom from this fire. because this is an invisible fire. It is not that fire where the person is burning from outside. Outside everything is good, but it is the burning mind. It is the ignited mind. It is the mind which is ablaze, set ablaze by all these things. So we have to become fire brigade or fire extinguisher. Fire extinguisher is that small one. You have seen that. For smaller fire, small fire extinguisher. For bigger, you need entire team, fire brigade or fire department. British call it fire brigade. Americans call fire department. So, any one of that. So, we have to become the team of this fire brigade. We have to become fire extinguisher once ourselves and quench or put out this fire which is burning everywhere in the world. And the way to become fire extinguisher is to extinguish the fire which is within us first. The fire of passion, the fire of vices, the fire of stress and fire of tension and fire of addictions and the digital fire and the illnesses. By all ways, we have to become absolutely strong, free from all the fires which are in the world. Unless and until this happens, we cannot help them. Baba is telling us to save them. Only those who have saved themselves can save others. Those who have not saved, they cannot help others. May you be truly merciful. You have to become merciful. Why merciful? Because we are the ocean, we are the children of ocean of mercy. Just as the father is merciful upon us, we have to show mercy upon the people of the world. Woman, thy name is mercy. Ya devi sarvabhuteshu daya rupeni sansitam. She is the form of mercy. So we have to emerge that form of mercy, compassion, sympathy, empathy, and help those who want us. Help those who are burning. Otherwise, who will save them? None. There is no way. All the three authorities of the world, religious or political or science, they are helpless to save the world from these fires, because they themselves are in some way responsible for causing this fire. So that's why there is none other than us who can become fire brigade. There is none other than us who can become fire extinguisher. And we have to extinguish this fire which is running rampant in the world. So, become merciful. Emerge that feeling, emerge that sanskar of mercy. And one thing Baba has told us, set up places of knowledge. Means, open as many centers as possible. If you have money, invest that money in opening center. If you have land, give that land for opening center. Set up places of knowledge. These are not places or centers, but these are pilgrimages, Tirthasthan. In every street, what Baba is telling, in every street, you should have a center. And show everyone their destination. Because they are lost, they are wandering here and there, they do not know the truth. So if you want that they should be saved from this fire and they should come to the cool ocean and they should also experience the super sensuous joy and peace, we have to shower mercy upon them. So set up places of knowledge. Those who can, they should think where we can open center. Those who can, and if everybody is in Gyan, they should think of turning their house, their home, into a Gita Patshala. Recently, one mother had come in OPDU, who is a mother of one of the Madhuban Nivasis here. She was saying, in the evening, they have a very small house, but evening, there are many mothers who do not go to center in the morning. So they have started Gita Patshala in the evening. And what they do, they have all the sofas kept in their house. So in the evening, they remove all those sofas and they put in another room. And in that small room, about 25 to 30 mothers come. And the instrument mother, she takes the murli class. So she has done this new thing, that she has turned her small house into a Gita Pathshala. Not even Gita Pathshala, it's like evening class she takes. So that has become a sort of solace for those near about souls who cannot go to center. So set up places of knowledge, if possible open center. Baba has said many times, open hospital come university, wherever possible. Our small, even if 10 people are coming, it's okay. Even if 5 people are coming, it's okay. But let the things happen. All the greatest things of the world are done in small spaces. All the greatest people of the world, they did not go and started proclaiming, come to us, come to us. No. They were sitting at only one place. But they were like fragrant flower. And they start attracting everybody. And they start attracting bees. And they start attracting moths. Everybody will come. But just the fragrance should be created within. So set up places of knowledge. Be merciful and become fire extinguisher, become fire brigade and extinguish the raging fire which is in the world. So, these are some of the things from today's Murli. Om Shanti.